Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers and the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
Hello and welcome to...
The Hairy Rock Show.
Oh, it's good to be back.
It's nice to see all your ears next to your radios.
Oh, girls, girls, girls. Which was the first girl or woman on the telly that you first looked at and thought, I like all that?
It was a stripper from the Real Tappers and Shunters Club, and I have absolutely no idea what her name was, but every she always had tassels on a Sunday night.
That's so working class.
And, well, I know, but, you know, that's the only bit of, you know, it's the only thing I've kind of got, like. You know, me dad. And I used to wait, because me dad used to send us to bed before they came on, but then I reached the dizzy age of 7 and a half, and he let us stay up. And I couldn't believe it.
Oh.
All the bits and all the right places and everything. It was brilliant. What? Who was yours?
It was years... My dad took me to see A Million Years BC with Raquel Welch.
Oh, I got it.
Do you remember in that fur bikini? Mm-hmm. And I thought, crumbs, this is really something quite extraordinary.
Yes.
I didn't know at that point, really, where I was more turned on with the dinosaurs or Raquel Welch. I think it was 50-50.
Well, but either way, you see, you went for Hollywood kind of looks, and I went for some bird from Blackburn.
Yep, and 'twas never thus. Should we do an email, Kingy? Let's kick off. So the emails are coming in thick and fast, which is great. We love receiving them. It's brilliant.
Right, so it's Crud Bilko. Crud, how are you doing?
Well, I don't know it's that bad. You haven't read it yet.
Wait, no, but, you know.
Oh, is that his name?
It's his name, dude.
Oh, I thought you said this is Crud Bilko.
No, this is not Crud Bilko. It's Crud Bilko.
All right.
From Hull. And his message is, I think I saw one of you riding a Triumph Rocket in a picture. Eh? That is my dream bike, is it? What's it like? Very nice. I've got an old Honda VFR 550 at the minute, and it needs a new clutch. Love the curry book too. Cheers.
We both had Rocket 3s.
We did.
And we rode, that was what we did on Food Tour of Britain. We rode 15,000 miles one winter. We got through two clutches and two tyres.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Funnily enough, we had a Honda VFR 550, like you have, when we're in Thailand.
Were?
Yeah, it was brilliant. Remember, we went to Chiang Mai.
Oh, is that what they were?
You were there.
I knew I was there, but I thought they were hot. Oh.
I'll lend you the DVD.
No,
you
no,
watch
they were 1300s.
No, it wasn't. Not in Thailand. It was the VFR 500s or 550s.
Oh. Oh, yes. I've got you. Yeah, I remember that now.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers and the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
Hi, Si and Dave. Love the show on TV and Planet Rock.
Loving you.
I thought I'd tell you about my mum.
Oh.
She was in the audience for a Graham Kerr show once. You're too young, probably. Absolutely not. I used to watch it too. But he was called the Galloping Gourmet.
Remember?
And my mum fancied him something rotten.
Ooh.
So did mine. He was lovely too. She hated Fanny Craddock though. Anyway, she says hello, I reckon you two are lovely. So if you do any TV shows with an audience, we'd like to come. Cheers, Kat. Well, Kat, we'd love to have you.
Hold on. So I'm sincerely hoping that Kat thinks we're the Galloping Gourmet and not Fanny Craddock.
Oh, we're more gourmet than Fanny.
Well, exactly.
Exactly.
Right, but entirely.
I mean, Fanny Craddock, what sort of woman can cook a Sunday roast in a ball gown and a tiara?
A deluded, scary one.
Yeah, and apparently she was as well.
Yeah, I know. It was her lips with them bright red lipstick on in the way, and her nails used to freak me out. And can you remember that green mash that she
did? Yeah, well, somebody bought me a Fanny Craddock cookbook for Christmas, do you remember?
I do.
And it was this bright blue iceberg of mashed potato with a roast chicken perched on the top.
Was it blue or was it green?
Oh, it was one of those unnatural colours that potato never should be.
Exactly.
Aye. But no, I think Keith Flyer, well, Galloping Gourmet was great.
Oh, he was epic, wasn't he?
Oh,
I mean, I can only remember it, like, you know, when they went on to, like, the archive bits, because I never saw it live, like, obviously, because I'm too young.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, I'm...
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show with Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
Is this Love, Whitesnake? I think that's probably what David Coverdale says every time he looks in the mirror.
I tell you what, you know what he does, though?
Aye.
He sits in a bath, moves the bubbles to one side, looks down, writes a song.
Ah, we'll be jealous.
Oh,
me.
I know.
Oh, well, David Coverdale might have everything that we haven't, but we've got barbecue recipes.
We've got a hairy doll. Hey!
Oh, it's not a hairy doll.
Oh.
We're talking to David Coverdale. It's a recipe for pulled pork.
Hey!
How terribly appropriate.
Oh, it's brilliant. This is getting crazy. I love this show.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, we first cooked this recipe when we were down the Mississippi.
Yeah, getting big and fat and pretty.
One night we were at the ranch of the Sweethearts of the Rodeo.
Oh, aye.
Oh, they were great. Janice and...
Janice and proper fit.
No, they were both proper fit.
No, I know they were, but that's what I'm saying, but I can't remember her name.
Anyway, we were there, and we cooked them pulled pork.
Oh, we did.
But our pulled pork's great. Everybody loves it now. It's got a bit trendy.
You
use pork shoulder, which is cheap as anything, so it's not going to cost you the world. But our pulled pork, what happens is you cook it in your oven at home for ages, so it's falling to bits, and you finish it off on your barbecue.
Mm.
So it can't go wrong. Do you know what I mean?
And pulled pork now was as cheap as mince, isn't it?
Well, the pork shoulder's cheap, isn't it?
Mm, it is, right?
It's good.
Mm.
And you fill your baps. But what do you have your pulled pork bap with?
Well, coleslaw. It's got
to be coleslaw.
It's got to be slaw, hasn't it?
And elsewhere on the website, you'll find the Hairy Biker's coleslaw recipe.
Get on it.
Yeah, free.
Oh, yeah, it's all free. That's why we're still skint.
But this recipe will be on the Planet Rock website.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers and the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
Anyway, it's time for the weekly problem page. The Hairy Rock Show Sunday Roast Amnesty. Well, we solve all your Sunday lunchtime problems.
Dear me.
Apart from your overdraft. You're on your own there.
No, absolutely.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's a porn star name, Kingy.
Oh, get in, Minxie Hayween.
Hey!
From Woodstock.
Whoa.
What's her voice, Dave? What's her voice?
Hi, my name's Minxie Hayween. Hello, Fairy Simon and Dave.
Love your programmes. I love your programmes, and I love that you give advice. you need to get out more, you. I want to make the perfect pizza base, and I've heard I should use my bread maker to do it. I tried once, but it almost caught fire. Can you help? Love, Minxie.
When the moon's in your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. Anyway, it shouldn't catch fire when you use a bread maker. Actually, a bread maker's fine for making a pizza base.
I know what it is, but why is Minxie's bread maker catching fire, dude?
Well, I don't know, but if a bread maker catches fire, pizzas aren't going to be up to much.
Well, no, but I tell you what, if it catches fire at the right time, it might taste a little plasticky, but at least it'd be cooked.
I tell you what, Kingy, my advice is this.
Yeah.
With a name like Minxie Hayween, you ain't never going to have to make your own pizzas. People will be queuing up to take you out for them.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again, Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.